Okay. Okay. So, so we spoke about just in terms of in the last chabura, we spoke about Shitas Rashi and how you build the svaras of Rava in Moedim Amiksas. How you build the svaras in Rava in Moedim Amiksas. And we explained that there's two shlavim. Saying that Rashi, the first is Mipnei Ma. Why is he not like a Meisha Aveda? Says the Gemara, because he's not a Meisha Aveda, because Chazak ain't Adam Meis Panov. Betim he wants to, and he betim he wants to deny, but he can't. But how do you buy the loy delay? How does Rashi explain that? Rashi explains that maybe if you'll tell me, Migad Chashad Mam or Chashad Shavosa, now that you've told me that Betim he wants to deny, but what's there, he wants to deny the money, but he can't because it's a Ha'aza. Right? It's a Ha'aza. So now Rashi, now there's a second question, there's a hidden question in the Divrei of Rabbah, right, which is, oh, well, now that you're telling me that Be'etzem, he wants to deny the money, but he can't do it, he can't bring himself to do it because he has the Yesha Neshama Yehudit, right? Yeah? He can't do such a Ha'aza. Yeah? So now, what will be, why are you making a Shavua? Yeah, maybe he's Choshed Amam and Choshed Shavua, sir. Says no, really, he's not chashad amamuna because he was kudabai deloy delay. But he wants to pay him. That's what it means. Kudabai deloy delay. He wants to admit. What does he mean by that? It means he wants to pay him. But and he was just being mishtamute. Yeah. I'll get the money later. Right. That's his swara in Rashi. Right. That's the swara in Rashi. And then we explained in Rashi, and that's where Rav Chiya is coming from, where he says that Be'etzem, by Ha'adas Eidim, you wouldn't say that because Harei, look, he did deny the whole thing, and then he got chapped by Eidim. So you see that he's a Choshed Amamuna, right? So it should be that you shouldn't make him make a Shavuosa. Kamashmalan, the Kal V'Chomer comes and tells me that Afal Pi, that's true, you still make him make a Shavuos. Yeah? Okay? Yeah. Barul? And what we discussed briefly, we're going to come back to this. The Ramban, I want to see this Ramban inside with you after we see Tosfos, yeah? That the Ramban asks, well, if that's true, you hold it, he's a Choshed Amamuna, Choshed Shavuos, so why is the Kal V'Chomer going to help you now? Yeah? How can that help you? Hooray, you're saying he's a Choshed Amamuna, very nice you have a Kal V'Chomer. Spoke about the Nachlas David. Briefly, we're going to come back to this, right? Yeah? Okay? Beseder. Now, let's start going through Tosfos. We're going to read Tosfos today, Rabbi Yisrael. Right? Okay? Now, says Tosfos, Mipnei Ma Amra Torah, Pirush, Yehen Ne'man B'migu Di'iboy Kofar Hakol. So we explained that Tosfos learns, not like Rashi, in the whole Shas, that Meshav Aveda means, Oz given amigu, amigi, right? He could have said, Oz kofar hakol. Believe me when I say that I only owe half, because I could have said kofar hakol. Lu yetzu, there wasn't a chazok, ain adam meis ponov. So I hold a good amigu l'chora, yeah? He's a good migu. Could have said, migu, do you buy kofar hakol? Yeah? Alright? Now, oh. I name of Mehacha, the lo name Amigu, but Alma. Now, so I tell you, this is an interesting thing, yeah? Or what's the other option? It should be that Moedim Amiksas, the parsha of Moedim Amiksas, is a binyanav to call a Torah that Migu isn't a good swara. We have a Torah called Migu, which is, it's a hoichacha, right? But you see that I'm lying. I'm not lying, because if I wanted to lie, I could have said this and you would have believed me, yeah? So Frick Toysus, well, why don't we say, well, hold on, wait a minute. Why are you making a Moedim Amiksas? Make a Shavua. Right? Hare, he could have said Kofar Kol, and he would have walked away without having to make a Shavua. Right? Why doesn't he have a Migu that he could have said Kofar Kol? Right? So Toysus said, so we should learn from the parsha of Moedim Amiksas that a Migu is not a good Svar. Vice Toysus, the Torah doesn't hold of that. It's not good, right? We should erase Migu, right, from the Torah. Right? Yeah? That's what Toysus, Manavshach, either you should have a Migu, or learn from here that Migu is nonsense, right? There's no such thing as Migu. Yeah? Okay?
Maybe there isn't such a thing as Migu.
Well, fine. That's what he's asking. That's his question. Yeah? That's what he's saying. Right? That's his asking. That is the kasha of Rabba. Rabba's asking, Mipnei Ma. What? Again, choices as well. The Mipnei Ma of Rabba is not Madua. Right? No, it's a kasha. Right, it's a burning question. Right? Why is it that the Moedim Amiksas makes a Shavua? Right? Why doesn't he have a Migu? Maybe you should love him. There's no such thing as Migu. Right? Yeah. Okay. Says Tosfos, the Mishani Dain Zemigu. Dain Adam Meis Panov Lichvo Hakol Hova Chavera Machia B'Shikroi. This is actually quite interesting. There's actually Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos in the Shas on this. But what Tosfos says, Tosfos says, why isn't it a haza? Because it's a bold-faced lie in front of the guy that you know he knows you're lying. Yeah? Right? You can't say, right? Because you know you're looking at the guy in the face and you know that he knows you're lying. Right? Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, no, he doesn't say it here. He says it, I think, he says it in Ksubas, yeah. I think also in Bava Kama. Rashi says how he explained it. Rashi doesn't say because Chavera Maki B'Shikroi. Rashi says because it's Kafri Toiva, right? It's we said, deep, yeah, right? Yeah, it's not nice. He did you a favor, he lent you money, right? Yeah? So, Ein Adomeis Panov, he lent him money, right? And he's now going to lie to him. So there's a whole raid on this, Rabbi Zai, right? What would be with a pikadim? And that's what Betzim, what the Gemara and Bava Kama is discussing. Yeah, what would be with a pikadim? So according to Rashi, there shouldn't be a chazaka in other mace panav with a pikadim. Yeah, right. So what would be the case of a pikadim? I deposit by you 100, and you go and you say, "Where's my 100?" You never gave me 100. You gave me 50. Here's the 50. Here's a shvur moedim mixas. Yeah. So now, according to Rashi, that it's an inyan of kafri tova with a pikadim. I'm not kafri tova. You didn't do me a favor. I did you a favor, right? So adarabba. So then he shouldn't be ashtava moedim mixas. If the svara is makir b'shikroi, a bold faced lie, right? I'm not going to be made fun of to someone that's makir b'shikroi in your face, right? That I know, you know that we know what beinenu what really happened. You know I'm lying. So even by pikadim, there should be a shvur of moedim mixas, right? So it comes out with machloikas Rashi and Tosfos in the shas, yeah. Right, vital.
Why
okay.
Why is it not a bold-faced lie?
If
you're denying
her. Makir b'shikra. I know you're lying. What do you mean?
But
we can.
No, why the mitzvah should also be makir b'shikra according to how you're explaining it.
That's why, according to Tosfos, there will be a shvur moedim mixas. If ain other meis panav, the svar of ain other meis panav, right? Lifnei bal chover, because he knows that you're lying, like Tosfos says. So that's true also by Pekodin, he knows that you're lying. And that means that you have Ein Adam Meis Panav, which means that's why he said 50. And there should be a Shvur, why do we mix us? You go through, then the whole Cheshvah
is done.
Yeah?
It's for sure lying.
Rabbi Sai, this is not complicated. Yeah, yeah? Everyone wake up, right? Yeah? Let's all wake up. Again, yeah? Again. Again, right?
How can you say 50 if the guy's going to recognize he's lying? He doesn't say zero because.
Let's go slowly, Rabbi Sai. Yeah, yeah. I lent you 100. I lent you £100. Yeah, and you come and I say to you, Alon, right? Where's my £100? Yeah. So you say, no, I didn't. You didn't owe me. You didn't lend me 100. You lent me 50. Yeah. So now we say, says Tosis. This is what goes on in Tosis' mind. Why do you say 50? Because ain't other maze panel. You wouldn't have denied the whole thing. Why? You should have a migu there. You could have said cover. No, you wouldn't have denied the whole thing. Because you're not going to say to me, Kalani, you only lent me 50 when I know you're lying. It's a hazad panim. You know that I know that you're lying. Chavero makir b'shikro. That's the ha'azah. So that's why you said 50. So Mameda, now I want to be Muhammad, your taina, right? And show me that you're telling the truth. Make a shuvah by the mixers. You understand? According to Rashi, the Svara is not like that. The reason why you, Alon, said 50 is not because you couldn't do such a bold-faced lie when I know that you're lying. That's not the reason. You feel that it's not nice. I did you a favor. You're going to say, Lo, how you're running around me, who are you? Right? Say 50. Right? Yeah? So now, nafkimina. What would be the case when I didn't lend you, Alon, £100? I gave you a pikadon of her. Please do me a favor, Alon, look after my £100 note. Yeah? So I say to you, Alon, where's my £100? I say, no, you never get deposited by me 100, you can deposit by me 50. Right? So now, Banu Machloikas, Nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, that the Svar of Ein Adam Meis Panav, because you know that I'm lying. Right? Yeah? So according to Tosfos, there'll be a Shvur Moedim Mixas. Right? Why didn't you say, Lai Yudvarim Moedim? Because you know that I know that you're lying. We know that I gave you 100, not 50. Right? Why did you say 50? Right? Because you're Shnamati. Right? Yeah? So Mamela, right? Shvur Moedim Mixas. Yeah? According to Rashi, That it's not because you know I'm lying, it's because you wouldn't be so amazed to say, Lo Yivra Emunah, because I did your Toiva. Right? Now did I do your Toiva? No. So when you say 50, you're like a Measure of Eder. Right? Yeah? Barul? Oh my God, Rabbi said, this is the easy bit. I thought it was taking me 3 minutes. Yeah? Okay. Barul? Dan? Who am I not Barul for?
I don't understand this Makir Bishikro. Makir Bishikro should be equal for if I'm denying 50 or if I'm denying 100, it's Makir
Bishikro.
No, of course, no, of course he knows that you're also lying about 50, but it's less of a ha'aza.
Because of the Shavuotim?
No, because I'm only saying you give me 50.
It's not lying though.
You're right, but I still give you a few minutes. You're right, you're right, but it's less of a
Azza.
No, it wasn't 50, it was 100. You're right, he knows that he's lying, but it's less of a Azza. I'm not denying the whole thing, I'm denying half. Right?
Can you have an argument the other way around?
Oh, gosh. Alright, Vita, let's go Vita, right?
Can you have an argument the other way around? Let's say. I sent a shliach on behalf of me to collect the money. So for Tosfos, there'll be no one marking Bashikra. According to Rashi, he still wouldn't do that because Kofi Tova to.
Okay, yeah, nice idea. Yeah, yeah, Holly, Shomer, nice Keshman. Good.
Just a question, is there a Svara of Ishtamutu by Chicago?
Okay, so that's another shayla because he's called a chashdemamina, but bal, and you're not going to call him matachat, right? Yeah. Okay. Wait. Right. We'll get there slowly. Leo. Right. Okay. Now says the Gemara. Right. Aval. You know, the Eibushda said shama v'zocha b'dibor echad. Yeah. Yeah. That means that he said the whole thing bang like this. Levanta kol ani lo achol. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Fine. So now, yeah. So says the Gemara. Yeah. So. right. Yeah. So now. Dan. What makar? The Olam's in a funny mood today. Yeah. It's funny mood Thursday. Okay. All right. Let's go. All right. Fine. Oh. So now. Aba b'makom shi'avalai is kagon b'pino. But now says Tois verse. But what about the case, and therefore in a case like Subas where he would be Meis, I lent your father a thing and I paid him back half. Because he's a Perek Beis. Because they don't know, they're not Makir B'Shikra according to Perek Beis to Subas. Perek Shul Sadayon. Now, do. 1 second.
Wait, in that case, what would that be?
According to Rashi? 1 second, darling. Yes, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
What would that be according to Rashi then?
Hmm.
That's a
Gemara. The Gemara says that over there according to it's a machloikis, but
isn't it a kofutu?
What?
It's not kofutu.
No, because it's to your father. I have a kofutu, not to you. Who are you? You're his brat kid, yeah? I don't like you, right? Yeah? Your dad was a good bloke, yeah? All right? Yeah? Anyway, yeah? That's the yeah? Yeah? Okay, now. Oh. Says the Gemara. Vim Toma. Now, Tosfos asks a Shaila now. Vim Toma, Kofar Kol, how do we know that Kofar Kol is Pater from a Shvua? V'ein lama mitam chazaka ein adam meis panov. Now, filu b'makam shiocholai is Pater, can go in b'b'noi. So what's Tosis asking over here? Right? Tosis is asking, well, hold on, wait a minute. Why isn't a kofar kol chayav shvuah? Now, what would you say? Says Tosis. Maybe you'll say this. No, I'll tell you why a kofar kol isn't chayav shvuah. Because we were just machadeish that ain't on the maze pun of lifnei bal chayvoy. Yeah? Why does a shvuah's moedim mixas get a shvuah? Because the reason why I said 50, because a person wouldn't have said deny. If a person did, if he did really lend him money, he would never deny the whole thing. It's too much of a hazard. So I asked Tosfos, but why is it that kofar kol has to make a shvuah? Right? It doesn't have to make a shvuah. Maybe you'll say he kofar. Well, hold on. Right? Once you say there's a chazaka in other meis panav lifnei bal chayvoy, if the guy does deny the whole thing, suffice to say he's telling the truth. Was the right? They're telling the truth. Yeah? Good cheshbon. Yeah?
Is it that he's telling the truth, or is it that he's Hashadash?
No, he's telling the truth. Ain't other maze part of. He wouldn't have done that. Right, yeah? Okay? So now, says Tosfos, maybe you'll say that. Maybe you'll say that. Right. Says Tosfos, that can't be true. Why? Because what about the Gemara in Ksuvos? By the Gemara in Ksuvos, right? Let's say the sons came and said to him, right? Said to him, my father lent you 100, and he said, La yudvar mailam, right? So there, there's no chazaka in other meis panav levei bachover. That's before in the Gemara in Ksuvos. We saw the Gemara, right? So, and over there also, he doesn't have to make a shavuot, right? So it says so. You see, even when there isn't a chazaka in other meis panav, right? Levei bachover, he still doesn't have to make a shavuot kol for a kol, right? So now, we come to Benoiva. Filu moed demikses pater hasam. Migudi by kofra kol. Yeah, and even Moedim Mixas is pater over there by the sun because he could have said kofer akol. Ve'ein lo mas, and our Tosfos gives another suggestion. Ve'ein lo mede yafinan mide itzrich lemichtav eid echad mechayv shvur ve'kofer akol chayv my nafkamina me'eid echad habalav hachi chayv. Says Tosfos, maybe I've got another. Says Tosfos, maybe you'll say no. I've got another raya, right? The Torah is Mechadesh a parsha of Eidechad. Eidechad is obligated for a shvur. Yeah? Now, if always a koifer hakol, what's the case of Eidechad? Case of Eidechad, Mani biyadcha, lo yudvar moilam, and I bring an Eidechad, says, no, no, he does owe you. Right? So now you have to make a shvur, right, against the Eidechad. Right? So now, says Tosfos, well, maybe if you're going to tell me koifer hakol is always high of a shvur, so what's the nafkamina of? Why does it have to be Mechadesh to me Eidechad? He always has to make a shvur anyway. Yeah? Yeah, says Tosfos, no. The ha itzrich, no, it's not a raya. The ha itzrich, b'mokam shu eina tovea klum. Let's say the guy doesn't know. V'eini yodea, v'eid meid shu ganav. Or aviv, ahel v'loi. Let's say you're talking about the son or something like this, where the tovea doesn't actually tovea himself. And eidecha comes and says, Dan, I know that you owe Alon 100 pounds, right? So that Alon has to make sure. So that you have a chidush of parsha of eidechot, right? So in other words, even if a kofa kol always needed to make a shvua, I would still need, there would still be situations where I would need the chidush of the parsha of eidechot, right? So that's not a good answer. Says Tosfos. But yeah, we clear? Tosfos we're learning. No, we learn it from the parsha of ki hu zeh mashma. The gzeres akasavu, the dafka moedim mixes satayna chayev, ve'lo koyfer hakol. We learn it. You see, from the fact that the Torah says, oh, by the way, where you make a shvua is in moedim mixes. So you see, it's only moedim mixes and not in koyfer hakol. Now, Rabbosai, the achronim are really bothered by this Tosfos. All of the achronim, yeah. What on earth is Tosfos asking over here? Why isn't a kofer a kol chayv ashur? The shayla is mechitesi he should be chayv ashur. What are you asking? Or how do we know kofer a kol isn't chayv ashur? Right? Yeah. How do we know kofer a kol isn't chayv ashur? Oh, maybe it's because of this, maybe because of that, and comes up with a Tosfos maskana. No. Because we have a limit from moedim amixas, right? So vice versa, it's only moedim amixas. Yeah. Why would you think it's chayv ashur? What's he done? Right. Someone comes to kofer kol, it's chayv ashur. Why? Right. And Tosfos' answer is, yeah, but etzem, if the Torah hadn't been machadish the parsha, you'd say
kofer kol is chayv
ashur. Why?
Isn't there a chazaka that a person's not
going to
be
tovea? That's only midrabanan. That's a midrabanan. That's not midraraisa. That's the svar of ashur's heses. Yeah? And that's all Durabadan. Enka Zedavam Midoraisa. Yeah? Okay? Right? But, good thinking. Right? And that, right? Yeah? So now, right? Says the.
Yeah,
I can't see you. You owe me 100 pounds. So who are you? You make a shwa. Right? You make a tasty. Right? Why can you taste such a thing? Rabosha, when he said sure, he says, "Alla yovan, this is a shver." Every time I learn this, this is a shver, right? All the achronim are bothered by this. Like, where's Tosfos coming from that you should say? They want to say pshatim, right? But like, it's a very shver Tosfos, but it's in, right? Now, I want to make it deeper. I want to say it deeper, right? I want to say deeper. Let's what the koshi in Tosfos is, right? right? The koshientosis. How did we explain at the end of last week with Altira Baruch Fair and unsere Beis Medresh, right? Unsere Masoire. Right? How? What's the havana and why Moedim Amitzus is your obligation to Shavuot? Says Tosis. Tosis explains on Daf Dalet. We brought the Tosis on Daf Dalet. The Tosis says that after we know there's a Chazak Hashem Adam Eis Pana, when you are Moedim and you say 50, right? So that looks at creates a drawer of the phenomenon. It sounds like you're lying, right? And that's what when does the Torah obligate a Shavuot? The Torah obligates a Shavuot when we sniff a rat over here, right? Yeah. You say, Mazi.
Funny expression.
Right? Yeah. Right. So when a person says lo yitvarem olam, and then an eid echad comes and says no, he does Oshua, mashu masriach po. Right. Yeah. So we want to be ma'amis the taina. Right. Tosfos says that's the havana in Moedim Amitzus. When we know chazak and eil adam eitzon of baal chovoy, and you go and say 50, as omer mashu po. Yeah, I smell a rat over here, right? Tase shvua. Yod mashpan, no yidvar moilim. Yesh lecha drara, right? Why on earth would you have a shvua? That you need to come and tell me a chiddush because I'm Moedim Amitzus, right?
It's not holy anymore.
Yeah,
it isn't that you're
chayav
shvua.
So what's this?
He doesn't know where we learn it from.
Why do you need a limud?
Other people learn it from other places.
Why do I need that? Why? How do I know that on Tuesdays you don't have to make a shvua? Like, because why would you have to make a shvua on Tuesdays? Why? Right? Yeah. Like that's not kasha. Yeah. That's what we're asking.
Right? You're saying that there's no chashash that he's lying, no?
Hmm.
Rabbi is saying that there's no
chashash
that
there's no drama. Right. There's no drama. Right. So now. Taka be'etzem, it's shre, right? Any tirutz. Well, tzorich ladat, right? Yeah? Now, look, Raboisai, that's just another a piece of information. What does Rashi say on in Bava Kameh? Yeah? Why doesn't a kofa kol have to make a shvua? What state in Rashi, what state? Yeah? Rashi says, the Amar Rabba, the Hatoke, right, of Rabba on Daf Kuf Zayin, says, "Ain adam makes pan over mepneisha asa lo tova." Here we go. Yeah, Rashi says over here, "Mepneisha asa lo tova." Yeah, an adam's not made pan of. That's a be kofa kol. Why? Because asa lo tova. You don't say. I don't know. Yeah, a person has hakara satoiv. Look, ma'aravim. Velakach, helkach, heichad a kofa kol, pata mishvua. So if he's pekofa kol, pata mishvua. Ah, what did Rashi say? Helkach, if he was kofer akol, pata mishvua. Helkach. Therefore, right? Rashi says over here, the reason why a kofer akol is pata from mishvua, right, is because, right, because ain adam meis panav from bal chovoy. Yeah. Now, so we have two shaylos on Rashi now. Yeah. Shnei shaylot or Rashi. Yeah. Right. First of all, what about Tosis Kasha? What about the case of Panoi? The Gemara says over there that he's not chayav over here. Yeah, he's like a Mesha Veda. And Sveita Shaila, right? Rashi Alein, this is Shver. Yeah. How does Rashi build the whole of Rabba over here? He says, Mipleima, right? Mipleima, Madua, right? Favos, Kashe, right? Why is a Moedim Amitzus Tani Shova? Why don't you consider him like a Mesha Veda? Right? Why do you consider him like a Meshav Aveda? So what did we explain in the... what did we explain? Why is he like a Meshav Aveda? He's like a Meshav Aveda because he could have been Kofar Kol. You see that he's doing a Maisa Yashra, he's doing a Maisa Shal Tikkus. Right? Rashi over here just said that the only reason why a Kofar Kol, right, in the first place is an obligated Shur is because of the Chazaka in Adam Meis Panov. Right? So it's a Stirata and Zor Rashi. Right? Rashi says your starting position... Of when Rabba asks Mipnei Ma Amra Torah the Moedim Amitzus a tiny Yeshava, right? Rashi says, well, hold on, he should be a Mesha Aveda, right? So good, Zok Rabba. No, there's a Chazaka in Adam Eis Panav. That means before we didn't know there was this Chazaka. That's the whole Shaila, yeah, right? He's a Mesha Aveda, right? But if the whole reason why, right, a Kofar Kol isn't obligated to Shuris only because of the Chazaka in Adam Eis Panav, so how are you asking the Kasher in the first place? Mipnei Ma Amra Torah, yeah. Rabbi, cheshbon ze matematika, right? Yeah, are we together? I'm shy. The shy is clear. Yeah, right. Shy the pshuta. Yeah, Ibn.
Shy
Yes. Shmuel. Barul.
You were saying...
Again. Again. Rashi on... Rashi in Bava Kama says... Right? Rashi in Bava Kama says... The reason why, right, you have to make a Shvur Moedim Mixas is because Chazakei Nodem Meis Parv Rebachov, because Harei he did it with Tov. And then Rashi says, and Helkach, and by the way, that's why when he's Kofar HaKol, he doesn't have to make a Shvur. Right? So what Makatub Pobar Rashi? Makatub Pobar Rashi is, the reason why a Kofar HaKol doesn't make a Shvur when he's Kofar HaKol is because there's a Chazakei Nodem Meis Parv Rebachov. And seeing as that's true, when he's Kofar HaKol, vice versa, he's telling the truth, because otherwise he wouldn't have denied. Yeah? Okay. So as I shuel otchem. Yeah, ani shoel otchem. In Unzura Gemara, when Rashi, when Rabbah asks, well, hold on, wait a minute. Mipnei ma'amra Torah Moedim Mitzvashan. Rashi explains over here. That's not sheila madua. Sheila is tam, right? Mazois, right? That's a kasha, right? Harei a meshiv aveda, right? Comes from Rabbah with a chidush that we didn't know until now, right? Chazakei nadam meis panav nifnei bal choyvod, right? I ask, why would you call him a meshiv aveda? Rashi just said on Kuf Zayin, the reason why a Kofar HaKol is Patur from a Shvur is because of the Chazakei Nodem Meis Panav, right? That means without that, you also make him make a Shvur, right? Yeah. So why are you saying over here he should be like a Meshur Aveda? He's not like a Meshur Aveda without the Chazakei Nodem Meis Panav, right? Yeah. And again, we ask on Rashi. We'll ask on Rashi the same thing. The same thing that we asked on Tosfos. Again, what's the halamina that you'd have to make a shua? Where's the drara? Where's the rat that we smell over here? Right? Yeah. Why do I need a siba to tell me that a kofar hakol, my starting position, my hanacha rishona, is that a kofar hakol has to make a shua, and I need something to be mafkir from that. Meshi teisa. And Rashi over here seems to say not like that. No, it's like a meshi aveda. Right. Not just Stira and Rashi, right? And Tzorich Ian, and Hashem Yoreinai, any of that, right? Ani Loida, right? Misha Motze Terutz Laze, you'll make a lot of Rashi Yeshivas very happy, okay? So, let's go weiter, right? Okay? So I'm not interested in making Rashi Yeshivas happy. All right, let's go. All right, now. So back into, are we together, Alam? So, Are we tzuzamen? Simcha satere. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Oh. Okay. Good. So that's pretty much that toisus. Let's go to the next toisus now. So again, let's read. Let's remember what the Shakra Tari is now. So in toisus says, "Amar Rav Mipnei Ma'amar Torah Moedim Mitzvah Tani Shava." According to toisus, the kasha of the Gemara is Lehem Have a Migi, right? That he was kofar. That he could have been kofar Akol. Right? They have a migah. They could have been kofar HaKol. Says the Gemara, no, he couldn't have been kofar HaKol. It's a migah d'haza, right? And this is the raya, right? This is the raya that was to wake you all up. Yeah, this is the raya. This is the raya that a migah d'haza is not a migah, right? Because it's a migah d'haza, nishkan migah. Yeah, okay.
Now,
No, it's a migah d'haza. It's a migah d'haza, right? So now, says the Gemara, v'hai v'kulapai din kafrei v'hadu lo kafrei mashum de'ein adam meis panav. Yeah, he's not made fun of. Now, how does Tosfos learn? Now, this Tosfos over here is centered on part two. Now, this Tosfos is actually quite complicated. We're not going to finish the Tosfos now, right? Yeah, but I just want to go through the first half of Tosfos because it's quite tricky. Right? How did Rashi learn this? How did Rashi learn what the v'haydu kulibai deloy delay? Rashi says, oh, well, if you're going to tell me migu d'chosh the moment or chosh the shvur, right? He's not chosh the moment, right? Yeah, that's how Rashi learns what Rabba's doing over here. Now look at Tosfos. Tosfos has a problem with this. Ramasha pirush Rashi, kiven d'chosh the moment, heichi nishba, right? Rashi explains that the kasha over here of Rabba, the shlav 2 in Rabba is, say, migu d'chosh d'mama, chosh d'shvosa. Umashani, and then we answer, ishtamit, v'lo chashid, and he's not chashid. V'al zeh teima, says Tosfos, it's not true, right? The hamasik lekamon, d'chosh d'mamana, loy chosh d'shvosa. We hold, the Gemara has a whole sugya, do we say migu d'chosh d'mamana, chosh d'shvosa? And the maskana is that we hold, Migud chashid mamana, loy chashid shvursa. What does that mean? Migud chashid mamana. It means that if, in as much as we're choshish that you are a gazlan, Right? Does that mean now that we're choshesh that you're also lying? So now, if you say, migdu choshesh mamon and choshesh rosa means a lovan is a lovan, right? Lovan will steal, he'll lie, he'll do the whole thing, right? Yeah, okay. Right. Oh, mishne chashid mamon loy chashid shuasa means en kesher b'nayim. Even if I have evidence, I have a chashash, right? I have reason to believe that you take someone's money, but a shvur to hold the sefer Torah, frumkeit, right? No, that you wouldn't do. En kesher b'nayim, right? Just because you do that doesn't mean you do that, right? That's called migdu chashid mamon loy chashid shuasa. Yeah, just because he's chashid mamon doesn't mean he's chashid shuasa. The Gemara later, we'll see this. Yeah, we'll see this Gemara later, right? Mitzvah Shem, right? The Gemara has a sugya, and Tosfos says the maskana of the Gemara is that we hold Migdu Choshen Mamona like Choshen Shavuosa, right? So why is Rabbah now saying, oh, Migdu Choshen Mamona Choshen Shavuosa? Maybe you can't, right? Maybe you can't make him make a shvua. No. He's not Choshen even on Mamon because he's Ishtamuting. Right? So Tosfos, I don't need that. Even if we hold, he is Choshen Mamon. We hold Migdu Choshen Mamona like Choshen Shavuosa. Yeah. Okay. That's what Tosis kasha. Now we have to know this. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis on how to learn on what the maskan of the Gemara is and what it means. Migud chashim mamon chashid shvosa. And it's all the shitasim, all of the achronim point this out. The Maram Shif, the Maharshal, everyone, they sure they all point this out, right? We have to learn the Gemara. We're going to do this later, right? When we get there, right? In terms of how will Rashi deflect that kasha is because he learns the Gemara differently, right? Yeah. We're on Daf Vav. But let's just go with Tosis for now, right? Tosis is a Shitasa, and however he's going to learn on Daf Vav, right? He holds that we do hold Migdu Choshen Mamon Loi Choshed Shavuosa, right? So mainly he rejects Rashi's Pirush. So now, right? Now Masi Lakamad Migdu Choshen Mamon Loi Choshed Shavuosa. Now says Tosis, this is tricky, Rabbi, so let's learn this. Let's see if we can, what's the time? Masha? Okay, I think I'm going to get through all this. Right, we can just say, at least say pshat in this bit of Tosfos. It's a big hasaga, right? It took me a long time to get this, yeah? If he shiro shahaisa shvu chamura aleihem. Aval midaraisa chashed lezer chashed lezer. Says Tosfos. Maybe I can be makayim, I can be matzdik Rashi. Yeah? I'll say that which we say in the Gemara later, according to me, right? According to Tosfos, that we hold Migdu Choshen Mamon Loi Choshed Shavuosa. That's midirabanan. Now, what does Tosfos mean midirabanan? What he means is that. Hold on, wait. That's midirabanan. Why? Because we saw there was Shavuos Chamur Aleihem. Basically, Achshir Adare, right? Or maybe say it's no. Maybe say it's actually it's not Achshir Adare. It's worse, right? But anyway, Lomshane. That's Musa, right? Yeah. But the point is, there's people start getting frum, right? Yeah. Right, even the ones that were chashid mamona, they were chashid shvosa. Right, it was shvosa became more chomer to them. Yeah, right. So that's why we say migdu chashid mamona loy chashid shvosa. That's midirabanan. Right, aval midiraisa on a deraisa level chashid lezeh. Like Rashi. Right, maybe you'll suggest that. And what would come out? I'll be makayim Rashi. Why? Because here on Maidu Mitzvahs we're talking on a deraisa level, and what? And this is what Tosfos means. Tosfos in this suggestion is saying, maybe we'll say that on midaraisa we hold choshel lezeh, choshel lezeh. Migdu choshel mamon choshel shvuosa. Yeah? And we made it, that's where Rashi's coming from. Because Moedim makes us a shvuah deraisa, and that's the world that we're operating in. Right? I'm asking you, but on the Gemara and Daf Vav, it says we hold the maskana migdu choshel mamon loy choshel shvuosa. That's true, midarabanon, right? Because the Chachamim saw that people got more frum. And they weren't going to lie for that. That's true midirabanan. And that's why nowadays, Bizmana Gemara, right? Bizmana Gemara already, they will say, Migdu Choshen Mamon Loi Choshed Shavuosa. But here's the point, Rabbi Isai. So they will implement that on Shavuos Dirabanan. Midiraisa, Choshed Mamon Choshed Shavuosa. And if I go Shavuos Dirabanan, I have to say Choshed Lezeh, Choshed Lezeh. Right? But midirabanan, because they saw the dog got more frum, right, so they hold Migdu Choshen Mamon in the times of the Gemara already. Migdu Choshen Mamon Loi Choshed Shavuosa, and on Shavuos Dirabanan we'll work with that, right? Yeah, okay. Now, that's what Tosfos wants to suggest. Yeah, okay. Is that clear, Rabbi Isai? Is that clear? Right. If you don't have that clear, then the whole rest of Tosfos is a nightmare. Right. Yeah. Okay. That's what he wants to say. So now, says Tosfos, that's not true. And this is what Tosfos is now going to do. He's going to show you that no, even if the Gemara and the Maskan of the Gemara over there, we hold Migud HaShemo Loi Chashva even on Shavuos D'Oraisa. Right? So now, says Tosfos, no, because on the Gemara, in the Gemara later on Daf Vav, we say in this case, right, where with the Shavuos HaPikodin, we make him make three Shavuos, and one of them is Shavuos Shaloi Shalachti Boyad, and Tosfos understands that that's a Shavuos D'Oraisa. So you see, right, you see in the Maskana of this Gemara over here, when it says, so that's even on a Shavuos D'Oraisa. Okay? That's what Tosfos wants to say. Now here, this is a complicated Raya. This raya is simple. Those of you that know the Gemara, you just look at the Gemara here, it's Barua what Tosfos is saying, right? Yeah? Okay, now. Here, Tosfos now wants to bring another raya. Now, this raya from Naschet Rebbe Abba is very complicated, right? Just what the raya is, what Tosfos is trying to prove from here. Now, let's try and do this together now, and then we'll call it a day for today, okay? Now, look, says Tosfos. V'chein min Naschet Rebbe Abba. And that would be with the Shavuot D'Oraisa. Midam mitoch. She'eni yochel ishav mishalem. The Shavuot D'Rabbanan lo yamah hachi. Yeah. So now. What's the case of Naschet Rebbe Abba? The Gemara says in Shavuos. You should look up the Gemara. The Gemara basically has this case. We spoke about this case briefly before. What happens? Someone comes into court and says he chapped my silver, right? Yeah, and he has an eid echad which says, and he has an eid echad with him who says yes, he chapped his silver. And what does the Gemara say? Yeah, in chatafti vedidi chatafti, right? I did chap his silver, right? But I chapped it because it's mine, right? Yeah. So now, it was asked to Rebbe Abba, well, how do you make? What do you do? Can you know, you can't just make him give the money because we don't have eidim. But on the other hand, how can you make him make a shvua? Right? It begs him he should make a shvua right now. Because there's an eid echad saying that he chapped, right? But he's saying, in chatafti vedidi chatafti, which means that he's a gazlan, right? So Meila, how can you make him make a shvua? Right? How can you make him make a shvua? He's a gazlan, right? Yeah, and we should say mitoch she'enu yochal miyud chashid mamana chashid shvusa, right? In other words, the eid echad is now saying that he chapped it, right? Yeah, he's saying didi chatafti, right? What's your chashash? What is your chashash? Your chashash is maybe he's thumb stealing, yeah? He's thumb stealing. Well, why is it that you don't make him? Your chashash is that. It's not true that it's... You want him to make a shvua, right? You want him to make a shvua to say that it's his, right? But your whole reason for making him make a shvua is because you're choshesh that he chapped it, not because it's his, because it's the other guy's, which means the choshesh the mamana, right? Yeah? So why don't you say, Migud choshesh the mamana, choshesh the shvua, sir? Right? Yeah? And then Rabbi Abba says, no, enachan ami betzim ischai v'shua, and mitok sheni yochol ishavah mishalim. Right? Now, yeah, what?
I thought the whole problem was that he's not being machish to eat. If he makes
that, he can't be makish.
Exactly, because he can't be makish. He can't.
No,
yeah, but I did it chaper.
Yeah, but no, but he could say no, but he could say he can make a shvur that I chap mine, right? He can make a shvur that I chap mine.
I know, but I thought that with a shvur to be you have to be makish to aid.
Huh?
Is that not true? With a shvur, you have to be makish to direct time to aid. You do, right? So then, isn't that the problem here?
I have to look at the Gemara there, but that's not what the Gemara says there, okay? Right, but let's leave that now, right, okay? That's what it says in the Gemara, okay? So now, that's what it says in the Gemara. Now, what does Tosfos want to prove over here? Tosfos wants to prove, so what comes out from the Gemara? Let's think about what's coming out from the Gemara. Bet, and we have a problem that this guy is Choshed Amamina. This guy is Choshed Amamina, yeah? And he can't make a Shavua. He can't make a shvur. So what does Rabbi Abba? Say? He has to pay. Now Tosfos says, from the fact that Rabbi Abba says that he has to pay, the Hainu there's a din mitoch. That means that this requirement of a shvur of him, right, is a shvur d'oraisa. Yeah, is a shvur d'oraisa because you only say mitoch on a shvur d'oraisa. Now, what's the raya? What's the raya? Where does Tosfos? Remember, you have to really hold cheshbon over here, right? What does Tosfos want to prove? So he wants to prove that midoraisa you don't say mitoch shachashin. You say mitoch shach. Even if it's chashin mamon, a loy chashin shavuos. That's what Tosfos wants to prove. Where do you see that over here? Right? Where do you see over here that on a deoraisa you hold? He's not chashid on a shvua. That's what Tosa wants to prove. Where do you see that over here? So Tosa says, you know where you see that? He couldn't make a shvua, right? Because he was chashid on a moment. He couldn't make a shvua, and Mamele was a din mitoch, right? And he has to pay. But what would have been the din, says Tosa, right? Had he not said, in chatafti vedidi chatafti, right? He would have been able to make a shvua, right? He would have been able to make a shvua. You would make a shvua. Why? Why are you able to make a shvua? Say migud chosh nemamun a chosh shvusa. Again, what the eidach had said that he's chayim, right? If he said lo chatafti, right? I think, by the way, that's the answer to your question.
The reason you can't make a shvua by eidachod is because a shvua is not going to help you connect the chazaka.
What? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not because.
It's not. Yeah. That's my build over here. Yeah. The reason why when he says in chatafti bechadicha, the reason why he can't make the shvua is not because he's chashid mamon. That's not true. That's where my build is. It's either because what you were saying or because there's a cheskos mamon, whatever. Right? Yeah. But the ma'aseh can't make a shvua. Right.
There's no other reason.
Yeah. It's not because we have bitul. That was my build. Yeah. You're right. Right. Yeah. So yeah. Now, but what is sorry about that. Right. Anyway. Right. But Tosa says, but what would have been if he says. In chataf, lo chatafti. What would have been the case if he said lo chatafti? Yeah. So now he would be able to make a shvua. Frek Tosfos, well, hold on. Why is your whole reason why you want to make him make a shvua? Because you're choshesh leistart ichat, right? You're choshesh for the tainus of the aid. But say migud choshesh lemamon, choshesh leshvua. Says Tosfos, I see, and I've shown you that it's a deoraisa shvua because there's a demitoch. Yeah. That on a deoraisa you hold migud choshesh lemamon, lo choshesh leshvua. Yeah. That's the raya from Nasad Rabbi Abba. Now, the obvious question, Rabbi Isai. Yeah? The obvious question, Rabbi Isai, which the Maharsha and the Maharam, right? Rabshai helped me this morning with this, right? Once you get the right Keshrin and Tosis, it's an obvious question. Why does Tosis have to do this? Just stump bring a raya from a Shvus Eid Echad. Every Shvus Eid Echad. Right? Every Shvus Eid Echad. You're allowed to make a Shvus? Yeah?
Yeah.
You're allowed to make a shvur. You don't say, oh.
Mimerech
tavi lachot. Yeah, right. Yeah. Every shvur is eid echad. Just say. Every shvur is eid echad. Just say, oh. The eid echad says the ichab. He says, no, I didn't. Well, why is he allowed to make a shvur to go against the eid? The whole reason why you're making him make a shvur is because the eid, you're choshesh for the time of the eid. You're choshesh that he stole, right? So say, migud choshesh mamon and choshesh shvur. Why do you have to bring this whole complicated riot from Nasa's Rabbi Abba? Just say, every shvur is eid echad. Why don't you say, migud choshesh mamon and choshesh shvur? You see a behedia on a shvur deraisa. You don't say, migud choshesh mamon and choshesh shvur. The Marsha asked this, the Maharam asked this. They say the answer is this, because with the Shvus Eid Echad, the reason with the Stam Shvus Eid Echad, because it's a loan, right? Yeah. So the point is that he's not Chashad Amamana, because maybe he's Ishtamutin. He denied it, and maybe he's ishtamutin because it's a loan. Maybe he doesn't have the money, and he's ishtamutin. So Tosfos couldn't bring a raya. I couldn't bring a raya that you hold migud choshesh mamon lo choshesh from a stam shvus eid echad. Because from a stam shvus eid echad, maybe the reason why you make him is because he's ishtamutin. He's not choshesh mamona, right? But in the case of Nasra the Rabbi Abba, he's holding the money. He's holding it now. He's holding it. There's no ishtamutin. He's refusing to give it back to him. Right? So now, you've got no swarish of ishtamutin. So, but if he said lo chatafti, right? Lo chatafti. So now there's no swarish ishtamutin. It must be that the only reason is because you hold migud choshesh mamon lo choshesh shvusa. Right? That's you can look at the marsha. Right? Now, we haven't even got to, that's the end of that part one in Tosfos. Part two is now he's going to explain what's the urukulubai deloidile. Right? Okay? So we'll do that. We'll carry on. Okay?